Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every day I get emails, posts, and message boards on the dig comments. I scan through them saying, we want to kill you. We're going to kill you. Once again, I wish these cams existed so we could round you people up. I would be glad to round you up and gas you. If you think InfoWars or anything Alex Trader Jones is true or credible, then you are just a waste of organs anyways. Besides, Jones has been crying wolf on this martial law BS for years and years now, and still nothing. Yeah, they're just building the infrastructure around us, and now it's in the Houston Chronicle and San Francisco Chronicle. And it's just all admitted, and we got a former state rep coming on to talk about it here in just a minute who was helped write the article that was in the San Francisco Chronicle. But I didn't see this. When I commented on it, everybody went and scanned and found his handle and went to his MySpace. Reportedly, he is in the military like I predicted and a big warmonger. So I already saw his dig page. It's all, you know, get the Muslims stuff. They're going to kill us any minute. Doesn't matter if your chances, according to the CDC, of being killed by a terrorist, 1 in 88,000. Chance of being struck by lightning, 1 in 45,000. Doesn't matter if you got twice as good a chance, or close to twice, but 2,000 short of that, of being struck by lightning than you do of being killed by a terrorist. But looks like the coward pulled his MySpace account with his pictures down. What, you don't like to go around saying you want to kill people and then have people point it out? I think I'm going to start every day, or at least when I run across this stuff, because I've ignored it. I think I'm going to, like, give you all special time. LH8 Toofers, who went and commented in Steve Watson's excellent article, former congressman warns of martial law, FEMA camps in America. Oh, no, we're crazy. They're not building camps. It's just admitted in the mainstream news. But we'd like to put us in camps and kill us. Because we're lying, saying that there are people that want to kill us because he wants to kill us. See just the complete mental degeneracy in that? The intellectual dishonesty with himself? You bought into propaganda. Your mind has been destroyed. Maybe it hasn't been. Maybe you can turn back and stop thinking it's manly and cool to hate people like us that want to keep the Bill of Rights and Constitution, that don't want the world fuel state to be put into place by the globalists as they build it publicly. Now, I haven't gotten into Turkish troops in northern Iraq. Some good news, school removed CCTV cameras from children's toilets after furious protests from parents. That's the kind of news I don't get to every day. Police concerned about order to stop weapons screening at Obama rally. This is very serious. We're going to be going over that. Russia threatens to attack Ukraine. Russia threatens to invade Serbia if Kosovo is given independence. British embassy in Kosovo under attack, on fire. U.S. embassy in Belgrade burned to the ground. This is what's going on in the world. And meanwhile, you're worried about the Muslim extremists. The Muslim extremists under Al-Qaeda CIA command, this is public in mainstream news, attacked the Serbs. And when they fought back, Bill Clinton went in there with a big setup, totals the Zbigniew Brzezinski plan, and took over that area, and now they're publicly taking it. You're an idiot. Our government, the criminals that run it, wrote books about how they set up Al-Qaeda, how in 79, 6 months before the Soviets invaded, they attacked Russian republics to get the Soviets to come in to their base of Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda is the right hand of the New World Order. It is their sword. Now, are they recruiting idiot Muslims to follow them? Are there real Muslim terrorists? Of course. And you've got 1 in 88,000 chance of being killed by them. 1 in 88,000 chance. That's the CDC's own numbers.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is at all-time highs right now. Oil went well over $100 a barrel and fell back a few dollars. Economic news coming up in the third hour with Bob Chapman, international forecaster, popping in. I've got a bunch of news on the debate last night. It's a non-news item unless you analyze the propaganda. We're going to do that. I have got a bunch of global destabilization news. Embassies burning, Turkey invading Iraq, Russia threatening to point or use nukes against countries. Total escalation everywhere. But right now, we're joined by Dan Hamburg. Dan Hamburg, of course, is a member of the House of Representatives from California's 1st District in office back in the 90s. He's involved in a lot of political actions and investigations. He also heads up the Voice of the Environment. And he wrote a story for the San Francisco Chronicle, Rule by Fear or Rule by Law. And he gets into PDD 51. He gets into the funding for martial law, the camps that are in mainstream news. So I thought we'd have him pop in today and give us his perspective. We had the Supreme Court on Monday say that Bush is above the law, say that he can do whatever he wants. Congress has not even been allowed to see PDD 51 in its entirety. They've been told that they're no longer involved in continuity of government. This is dictatorship. Now, again, it's the office accruing these unjust, tyrannical powers. These can easily be passed on to Barack Obama, Hillary McCain. And we had, of course, Professor Scott on yesterday concurring that this is a 30-plus year program by the military-industrial complex. Always the greatest threat to a free society is its military and the corporations that grow up around it and control it. Daniel Hamburg, thanks for spending time with us.
Good morning, Alex. I feel right at home.
listening to your
introductory comments. I think I'm on the right radio station.
I think you are, my friend. We appreciate your work. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you woke up to these issues, some of the other areas you didn't have time to get into, and then how you got the San Francisco Chronicle to publish this.
Well, I've been involved in left politics, for want of a better term, since the 60s, since the Vietnam War and the Civil Rights Movement. So, I go back many, many years in active politics, mostly in Northern California, where I reside, and I was a congressman from Northern Coastal California, and been involved in a lot of environmental issues, social justice issues. I don't really need to recount them all, but the way I got interested in this particular issue was looking at some of the things our local sheriff, our local county sheriff, was involved in. I just noticed an article on the front page of our local paper in which the sheriff was requisitioning these storage facilities that were going to be placed in strategic locations around the county, and he was asking county residents to contribute to an inventory of equipment that was in their possession so that it could be used in the case of an emergency. And it just kind of piqued my interest, and I started wondering, what does this have to do with the job of a local county sheriff? What's the linkage between this kind of activity and the Department of Homeland Security? What kinds of, I knew, back to the Ollie North days, that there were plans to incarcerate citizens in the case of civil unrest. A lot of this is hardly new. And as you point out, when you have a country that's basically being run by the military and by its industrial components, this kind of thing is going to be both profitable and efficacious. I mean, they're going to need a way to deal with people when they get out of line in large numbers. And, of course, back in the 80s, the fear was that if the Reagan administration invaded Central America, there would be a mass uprising, a protest against that, and they'd need places to take people to, in order to make sure that civil unrest could be contained. So I knew none of this was new, but certainly since 9/11, and that's where I begin my article, this has all been stepped up.
And no doubt
very,
it's increased
dramatically.
Exactly. I would say 1,000%. I mean, they're shifting large sectors of the economy, recruiting and colleges, over and into it. Now, in 99...
Now, I do want to address, Alex, if I could, one other thing you asked, which I think is an interesting question, is how did we get this article in the Chronicle? Because, you can go to the Internet and Google in any of these terms, and you'll get, thousands and thousands of hits. But my goal from the beginning in researching and writing this article was to get it into a mainstream newspaper, because I knew if it did, it would be much harder for people to say, oh, this is just, more Internet BS. And the reason that happened is because Mr. Seiler and myself have been writing for the Chronicle for over 10 years, and we've had some pretty hard-hitting articles in it, but nothing as provocative as this one. And it was mainly because of a long relationship with the editorial page editor.
And I would also imagine, we commend their courage. I would also predict, and tell me if I'm right, that you guys could come in for every claim you made and show them that it had already been admitted by the White House.
Well, the piece was, had quite a few footnotes, and, we could point to exactly where we got all the information. But still, for a major mainstream newspaper to say that, let's see, what was that, that the government has contracted with companies to build thousands of rail cars, some equipped with shackles to transport detainees. I don't think a sentence like that has been in any other mainstream newspaper in the country to date.
No, Daniel, I commend your courage, and I want to flesh that out with you in the time we have today. But before we go any further, in 99, I got a call from a cop who's a friend of mine. He said, listen, they're building an emergency FEMA relocation center at the old Robert Mueller Airport. And he said, they're about to lock the airport down, but you can still get in there. And I went in there, and we got video, bolts and chains in the floors, porta-potties, barbed wire, just like what we saw at Pier 57 in 2004 at the RNC in New York, where they scooped up more than 2,000 peaceful people and put them in there. And all over the country, they've built these centers near airports to fly people out. They admit it's for domestic insurgents. I think listeners who just now tuned in need to understand this is real. They really are gearing this up.
Yeah, and since we wrote this article, we've been getting, every day I get emails from people corroborating and expanding on the thesis that we put forward in our article. The other thing that's been amazing is that if you go to Google and type in the title of our article, which is Rule by Fear or Rule by Law, you get over 35,000 hits. So this article has been viral. It has just, I've never been involved in anything that has spread this quickly in terms of people. You know, it's kind of like a hunger for somebody to start telling the truth and to say it. You know, again, I think it's key that a mainstream newspaper was willing to print this.
Well, I agree, but here's what happens. 4 years ago, we had a mayor on, I even forget the town, but it was in local TV news. They admitted it. Then we had him on, but it never got national news. The feds approached him and said, we're going to build a giant concentration camp here for martial law. You can Google that. We wrote stories about it at the time. I'm just now remembering. See, there's been so many of these for me that I've forgotten, you know, more than I can even imagine. It's just so much, but it never gets that national platform.
No, you're not going to see it on MSNBC. You're not going to see it on CNN. And that's what really keeps it kind of in the background because, you know, as we all know, Americans are so poorly informed politically. And the government, you know, if you've watched George Carlin's riff on the American educational system, it's not by accident that Americans are the most undereducated people on the planet.
No, you're right. Now, in the San Francisco or California area, I mean, is this article starting to get people concerned?
Well, you know, it's not just here. You know, as I said, I've been getting emails and phone calls from all over the country, and this has spread like wildfire on the Internet. And there's actually, you know, there's a lot more that could be done with this. I mean, this article, you know, it's like an 800-word article.
It
barely scratches the surface.
In fact, that's one reason I got you on, sir. Do you know about the clergy response teams?
No.
Okay. 2 years ago, two different pastors contacted me. They gave me secret FEMA documents. The feds even tracked back how the pastor got them to me, came to him, threatened him. One of them scared him. A year after I reported it, local television in Louisiana reported the same thing. They said for martial law, 26,000 preachers have been recruited to tell their flocks to turn their guns in, to go to FEMA camps, to take forced inoculations, that it's of the Lord, Romans 13, Hitler's favorite quote, to submit to Caesar and government, and that whatever government we have is of God. And then now they have the InfraGuard program, 23,000 CEOs and corporate chiefs in a secret police program to spy on people. 44,000 truck drivers. Have you heard about that?
Oh, I've definitely heard about it. I think it was reported this last week on Democracy Now, and I've seen a couple articles about it. Yeah.
So my point is there are 26,000 preachers, and they plan to double that number this year. It was 13, then 26. Now they want to double this year to 50-plus thousand. I mean, if that isn't secret police / East Germany, what is?
Well, it is. It's exactly, you know, I remember growing up in the 60s, and we'd hear about what, you know, how communist government controlled the population, and, you know, we learned to think how horrible that was, and it's exactly what's going on in our country today. And, you know, people are either going to wake up to it or they're going to be living under a, you know, and arguably we are already living.
Stay there, Daniel. I want to hear more on the other side. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, Daniel Hamburg is a former member of the U.S. House of Representatives from California. We're extremely honored to have him and very appreciative. Hopefully I can keep him into the next segment because we're running low on time. There's so much I want to tell him, so much he's telling me I didn't know. And I said, what do you think is most important to talk about when we come back? He said, well, why are they contemplating this? Why are they setting this up? And that's the point. When they start hiring 26,000 preachers, and we got the secret documents a year before they was in the news, saying, get people ready to go to camps, American citizens, to submit. And then it came out in the news later. I mean, this is big. This is being prepared. Please continue, sir.
Yeah, well, I was, you know, we were talking during the break about, you know, what could the government possibly be contemplating that makes it necessary for them to make these kinds of arrangements, to be building and in some cases refurbishing these army bases and other detention facilities, training the military, the InfraGuard program in which business leaders, 23,000 business leaders from around the country have been recruited essentially to spy on their fellow citizens and report to Homeland Security. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we were taught as kids goes on in the most totalitarian societies, and here it is going on in the USA. So, you know, back in the 80s when Ollie North was involved in secret ops for the Reagan administration, there was fear that if there was an attack on Central America, that would cause a kind of civil unrest that would need to be contained and people would have to be rounded up and put into detention facilities. But today, I think the stakes have been raised tremendously, and I think the government is, in fact, contemplating taking actions that will lead to massive disruption, perhaps in major cities, and things that the government feels it needs to be ready for. This often comes under the heading of continuity of government, the government's need to maintain its operations even in the face of massive domestic resistance to their programs. And I think right now the most obvious thing that I think the government is contemplating is a furtherance and an intensified war in the Middle East. I think that if anyone who believes that because the Bush administration only has another 11 months in office that they're finished with their reign of terror, you know, just doesn't really understand the mentality of this administration. I think an expansion of the war in the Middle East is a real possibility, and I think that if it happens, people are not going to remain in slumber. At least a large number of people are going to say, hey, this is too much. You know, we elected a new Congress in 06 hoping that this war was going to be brought to an end, and now instead we're going to see an expanded war. But I don't think that's the only thing they have in mind. I think it's a whole mentality of being in total control over the society and being able
to
move the society in whatever direction the elites want it to move.
They are seizing the entire infrastructure and the body politics mind to forge us as a war mock, a juggernaut, an engine of global Pax Americana, Anglo-American system, and you hit the nail on the head. They're going to need a draft. The military is already completely falling apart. Mm-hmm. People are starting their fourth, fifth tours. And they know people are going to riot if they try to institute the draft. They know there's resistance. They intend for both parties to continue with these policies. So they have to have an incremental march into police state martial law, they think, to be able to do that. But if we preemptively expose their program and show how it is a blueprint, a roadmap, that could preemptively derail them. Congressman, do you agree?
Yeah, and the other thing I think is critical is something that we've been pushing for, and you know, I'm sure you have, and some people around the country have, is the commencement of impeachment proceedings against Bush and Cheney, if for no other reason than to simply slow them down and occupy them so that they're, you know, somewhat contained. And you know, it seems like right now there is a struggle going on within the American government between the neocons, of course, led by Cheney, and elements of the intelligence services, the 16 intelligence services that came out with the NIE report that basically cut the legs out from under Bush's claims that, you know, Iran was on the verge of creating a nuclear weapon. And certain elements within the military, probably led by people like Bill Fallon, who's the head of CENTCOM. And what we're seeing is a struggle between those two elements over how far this military juggernaut is going to be allowed to go in the next 11 months.
Congressman, can you stay with us about 10 more minutes?
I'd be glad to.
Okay, we'll be back after this quick break with Congressman Daniel Hamburg. Tell you about some of his websites and organizations as well. This is the fight of our lives, the fight for the heart and soul of this country.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just called Paul Watson at PrisonPlanet.com and I asked him to do something we've never done before. We've probably written 150, 200 articles about martial law, the camps, the training, the Marines coming into Hobbs Middle School and screaming, "The president wants you to know what martial law is like," putting them up against the wall. I mean, literally hundreds of reports. We've never integrated them into one. We can't even remember all the stories we did. We all the documents, the FBI training manuals, saying they're going to arrest citizens, no free speech, the Pentagon spying on peace groups, working with the CIA to spy on bike riding groups in New York, the surveillance. We need to create a message area in the Prison Planet message board where you, the listeners, can help find all the stories we've done, all the other big reports in the last 5 years, even before that, the military running secret drills in Texas, secretly merging with 77 Texas counties, the police running drills. It's in Road to Tyranny, where we have troops walk up to us outside Waco and say, "Turn your cameras off." They have the robot out there. They blow up two cars. They tell the public terrorists have really hit. They pull over the Greyhound bus. There's troops out there. They give us the secret document on accident, saying that they've secretly taken over 77 counties. That was in 98. Again, I can't even keep track of it all. I told Watson today just to take all those links and to put them all together with just a header as an addendum to what has been done by the congressman, because people are, you know, Willie Nelson 2 weeks ago just brought this up on his own on the show. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts just called me out of the blue last week. He used to kind of poo-poo concentration camps when I'd have him on. Father of Reaganomics, now he's all freaking out because of the San Francisco Chronicle story. He's sending me documents. Well, we need to find, it's in my book, but we need to find that addendum that was classified, declassified, reclassified, PDD, you know, all the other PDDs. Remember Thomas Sanchez said he saw a secret PDD 25 in Alice, Texas, and he was the emergency manager for the Kingsville County. And he was a former special ops in Vietnam, emergency manager, head of the town. They came to him and said, we're getting ready for martial law. And he said, no, I won't be part of it. And then he was on local television. I mean, Daniel Hamburg, I'm almost panicking here because I don't, even I have trouble grasping how this has crept into every facet. In my film Road to Tyranny, made in 2001, 2002, I have a former Marine Corps captain who was in special ops in the late 80s, secretly merging military and police, doing gun raids, drug raids. I mean, this has been going on a long time, sir.
Yeah, and it's hard to tell if anybody in Washington, like say among the 535 legislators in Washington, are any of them aware of this? I mean, I think Dennis Kucinich, who may lose his seat very soon, is aware of this. Like, he was the only member of Congress who asked for an investigation of this incident on August the 30th, in which six live nuclear-tipped cruise missiles were transported from a base in North Dakota to a base in Louisiana, which just happens to be the staging base for the Air Force for munitions that are sent over to Iraq. And Kucinich was the only member of Congress to try to push for an investigation of that, which of course actually never happened. And I just wonder, you know, does Sheldon Whitehouse, does Feingold, does Leahy, does Bernie Sanders, does anybody in Congress understand what's going on in this country?
I think there's one person, and then I want your take on this, Congressman. Uh-huh. Dee Consigny on the Homeland Security House Committee said he wanted to see it 6 months ago. They said no. Then the chairman said he wanted to see it. And Bush said, you can't even see the new continuity of government. It's so bad, not even Congress can see what the full plan is. But we can reverse engineer it at the ground level and see what it is. Total takeover.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Dee Consigny's a Republican. I mean, if they're not even allowing Republican senators to see this kind of stuff. Something I saw this week, though, that I thought was rather heartening was that Senator Susan Collins, who was pushing the Senate version of Jane Harman's bill, which is the Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007, I guess now 2008, which passed the House by a vote of 404-6. And this is a bill that would set up a commission to examine and report upon the facts and causes of violent radicalism and extremist ideology, which is exactly what we happen to be talking about this morning on your program, Alex, that in the state of Maine, there have been protests at Susan Collins' offices against this kind of very, very creepy legislation. So, you know, I do think that, you know, there is a pushback, and regular, you know, I saw him on TV the other day, and these were not, you know, these were just regular, ordinary citizens saying enough is enough. So things like that do give me some hope that people are waking up a bit to what's going on.
Well, I agree that there is pushback against this. What are ideas you have, Congressman, to fight this?
Well, I think the first way you fight it is information. You know, I think people have to know what's going on, and then they have to find each other and be ready to organize. And, you know, and I think that eventually this is going to involve a lot of people taking to the streets. You know, we've seen it happen in other countries around the world, and we've seen that there's a point at which enough people get fed up enough with what's going on that they demand that it stop. I think that it's really interesting to see this Obama phenomenon going on. And, you know, I think all of your listeners understand the very compromised position of a Barack Obama, who gets the majority of his funding or a lot of his funding from Goldman Sachs, from the nuclear power industry, and so on. But what Barack Obama shows is that this is a country that is just dying of thirst, wandering around in the desert, just wondering where they're going to get their next sip of water. And Obama is standing there with a glass of water and saying, you know, something will change. And I'll tell you what, if he does carry through with this and he is elected president, and if the kinds of change that people in this country want does not begin to happen by 2012, we're going to be on the verge of a kind of degree of public unrest that this country has certainly never experienced in its 200-plus-year history.
And that's why they're building the camps. They are going to continue with their policies. It's not going to change. They'll give us some fronts, some fakes, in my educated opinion, like Obama, who will say what you want to hear but then won't actually do it. But you do see them choosing him over Hillary. She's being rejected because people know she's a warmonger. People know that she's establishment. And I misquoted earlier the articles. Bush's martial law plan is so shocking even Congress can't see it. Executive Uber Alice, as member of Homeland Security Committee, barred from viewing post-terror attack provisions. PrisonPlanet.com, President Bush's post-terror martial law plan is so shocking that even members of Congress and Homeland Security officials are barred from viewing it. And it was Congressman Peter DeFazio, I don't know why I said Deacon Cini, was asked by
that makes more sense.
Was asked by his constituents to see what was contained within the classified portion of the White House plan for operating the government after terror attack, and he was told no. Then the chairman asked and was told no.
Now, was that the chairman of the Intelligence Committee?
That was the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee.
Okay.
House.
Okay.
I did pull it up. It was also in the Oregonian, not just our article about it.
Yeah. Well, I think there's also a really good reason to wonder what might transpire between now and November. You know, I think, you know, people who say, well, will there even be an election in November? Will there even be a transference of power from the neocons? I think there are a lot of very powerful influences in this country that see how badly the neocons have damaged the country, you know, at least in terms of our international reputation. You know, the country is economically bankrupt. I mean, things are not all that wonderful in America that you know, there's definitely a need to tweak things. And maybe that's all Obama is. But if he doesn't slake some of that thirst that people are feeling in this country for some very bread and butter things, like for, you know, I was talking to a guy this morning, he happens to be a very wealthy guy, you know, sent his two kids to college. They can't find jobs. You know, these are college-educated rich kids, can't find a decent job. So you know, the destruction of the middle class, the lack of a decent healthcare system, the lack of decent schools, the fear about what's happening to the climate. I mean, Americans have lost their sense of optimism, and that's what Obama is providing, and that's why nobody else, I don't think, can touch him, is because people are so desperate to feel some degree of hope and some degree of light in terms of where this country's going.
But I think it's like somebody in the Sahara Desert 4 days without water who starts seeing, big oceans of fresh water.
Yeah, well, I'm a Green. You know, I voted for Cynthia McKinney for president, so I'm not a starry-eyed idealist. And I've been to Washington, and I've seen the way Congress works, and I know it's, you know, just as corrupt as people can imagine that it is. It's a swamp back there. But I still think there is this yearning in people's hearts for something real and something true and something good. And if they don't get it, that yearning turns into anger. And at the point it turns into anger, people start demanding that something change. And, you know, it's my only hope. It's all I have to hope for, is that people will finally get fed up and demand that it change. Because, as we know, that's the only way anything ever changes.
Well, sir, I want to thank you for the time you have spent with us. He is a former congressman from California, U.S. Congressman, House of Representatives. He's a Daniel Hamburg. You can check him out on Wikipedia. You can check out his great article that he wrote with a Lewis
Seiler.
Seiler. And it's Rule by Fear or Rule by Law. You can also go to voiceoftheenvironment.org and check out some of the work you're doing there. I hope to have you back up as things develop. Would it help?
Thank you.
Would it help if people called or emailed the Chronicle and asked them to commission you to write another story to go more in depth?
That would be fabulous if they would do that and support this kind of adventurous journalism on the part of the Chronicle. Because the next article that I'm going to try to get them to publish is about this these so-called missing nukes and about all the deaths that that surround this very strange incident in which these nukes were flown basically, you know, north to south across the United States. And, you know, I want to encourage them, and if your listeners can encourage them, that's marvelous.
Do you think, as a lot of researchers do, that I mean, what's a bunch of deaths of people that were in and around it, very strange deaths, not just trying to ship those nukes into theater, but maybe trying to get some that were about to be decommissioned because if it would have been done properly at Minot, they would have just said, oh, those were destroyed, and then you could, quote, say Al-Qaeda detonated one in the Middle East or detonated one here to start World War III.
I think that anything is possible. You know, any government that could bomb its own citizens in one of the in the major city of the country could do anything.
And by that, are you talking about Operation Northwoods?
I'm talking about 9/11.
So you believe it's an inside job?
I'm in the assisted it to happen on purpose camp.
Oh, I agree with you.
I think there was plenty of help from inside. This whole thing was not engineered from a cave in Afghanistan.
So,
and as you were saying earlier, the evidence that Al-Qaeda is actually an arm of this, you know, of the U.S. government is voluminous.
Oh, so you were listening before you came on.
I was listening, and I've read the books on that. I know that that's true.
That's even been in the BBC.
Yeah, well, a lot of things are in the BBC that never make it to the United States.
No. I mean, I agree, but I mean, it's in all the scholarly books. It's an admitted fact that Brzezinski in 79, 6 months before, founded Al-Qaeda. That was the computer file name of radical Wahhabist Muslims. They split the funding with Saudi Arabia. They got them to attack Soviet front groups. They got them to attack the government in Afghanistan, and even have forays into some of the northern nations, some of the republics. Well, I mean, just for listeners, I know you know this, Congressman.
Yeah.
Then the Russians invaded. It was all a big setup. I'm not defending the Russians either. These are, you know, it's what governments do.
Yeah.
And then they set them up to attack the Serbs. The Serbs defend themselves. Now NATO's working with this drug dealer that runs Kosovo. I mean, and of course the Serbs are going to riot. But I mean, please elaborate. I mean, I know we've just got a few minutes left. Since you brought up 9/11, Al-Qaeda being an arm, a creation of Western intelligence, elaborate on your views on that in 9/11, sir.
Well, I think that, you know, if you look back to what the neocons were up to in the mid-90s and the formation of the Project for a New American Century, you know, it's all right there to read. I mean, they said that the country's going to need is another Pearl Harbor, and that's going to sufficiently frighten people so that measures can be put into place under which the government can take total control of the population, and that's precisely what they've done. And I think if you look at, you know, there have been so many excellent documentaries that have been done and books that have come out that demonstrate to, you know, even someone who, I mean, it is hard to believe. You know, it's hard for people to believe that their government could be as insidious as this one is.
But the evidence is there. Well, exactly. Hundreds of declassified examples of government-sponsored terror, not just by ours, but by others. And then we have Northwoods, and they admit they staged the Gulf of Tonkin. They staged the 53 situation in Iran. They staged events when they overthrew Guatemala.
Throughout history.
Well, here's the final question. Why do you think Pienaar and Brzezinski and all these guys have such chutzpah to actually write white papers that are public? And then lately, neocons have written, the Philadelphia Daily News wrote an article where they said 9/11 was great. We need another one. We have Republican memos saying we need another 9/11. I mean, why are they so arrogant?
Well, that was exactly the word I was going to use, Americans, because they really believe, and they believe it for good reason, that the American public is dumbed down. They believe that they can act with impunity because they have acted with impunity and they have never been held to account. And that's why I think this impeachment drive is so important. If this country is going to survive, and I'm not even sure it's a good idea that it survive as an entity, but if it is to survive, there has got to be some truth-telling. And there never has been. I mean, we've gone for decades and even centuries without telling the true story of our country. I mean, going all the way back to the ethnic cleansing, which was the precursor for the founding of the United States of America.
No, there's a lot of delusion, a lot of illusion. Congressman, this has been absolutely amazing. Thank you for spending time with us. Dan Hamburg.
My pleasure, Alex.
Take care. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back. I'm going to get into the escalation in Kosovo, the escalation in Turkey, with Iraq, a lot more.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
What's it going to take to wake you up out there? Congressman comes on and just volunteers. Oh, by the way, I think 9/11's an inside job. Our government bombed its own people. And I say, when? He goes on, 9/11. Everybody on the streets talking about the camps. You boys weren't able to cover that up. But I know you're full of hubris. You're probably going to go ahead with your plan. But see, you're not going to be able to sneak attack us now. We're going to kick your butt. Want to give that news flash, the New World Order. A lot of us are going to make it through this fight. People tell me, hey, Alex, you want solutions? You heard that, Congressman. The solution is like Paul Revere. The people are not yet fully awake. We have to let them know who's behind the New World Order. Who's behind the destruction of our currency, the inflation. Who's behind the lies, the wars, the terrorism, the diabetes, the mercury, the poison in our water. And we're going to expose them. We're going to bring them down. This nation is going to survive, and it's no longer going to be a hive of wickedness and a command base from which wicked elites launch attacks against innocent people. The truth is coming out. Liberty is rising. Your destiny is in your hands. Your destiny lays bare before you. You've got to make the decision. Are you going to stand up? It's the only prayer you've got of survival. Are you going to live on your knees in the dirt, licking boots? Now is the time to rise up. Now is the time to resist. Now is the time to wake everybody up around you. Now is the time to get aggressive. All right. Russia threatens nuclear attack on Ukraine. The rhetoric's getting a lot stronger. Turkish troops enter northern Iraq. We got a bunch of other news on euro hitting its all-time high against the dollar. UN fires tear gas at Serb protesters. It is just all sorts of wild stuff going on. Serb police are guarding embassies after riots, the attack in Belgrade. I'm going to break down the geopolitical makeup of this from my perspective. I'm going to spend some time on the debate last night. I actually wrote some notes watching it. Just absolutely amazing. And we're going to do a lot more coming up in the jam-packed third hour. I just briefly want to remind you that I'm a documentary filmmaker. And I have made 18 films. The newest is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available at discount at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. You can also get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for 15 cents a day, or go check out an offer where you get 3 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. See all my films in super high quality. Download them. Get them out to people. It is a factory, an armory of resistance, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all the members. Your support makes what we do here possible. Also, great storable foods company with all these uncertain times. The government hoards food and weapons. I don't know why you're not doing it. Who knows what's going to happen, but I know this food and water are essential. You need to give the J. Michael Stevens Group a call at 1-800-409-5633. Clean, high-quality, non-GMO, freeze-dried food stores in very small places. So you can have a lot of food stored in a very ergonomic area. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com. Big fat banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Speaking of PrisonPlanet.com, we have a MySpace system there now. Post videos, audios, write your own articles, submit them to Kurt. He'll put them on the front page if they're good. It was like 4,000 members or something in there now. I want to see a lot of you join and use that as a command base to fight the globalist. Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.